Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. My favorite day of the week, my favorite hour of the week. Here we are. Sunny Saturday. Autoimmune disease. Lupus, multiple sclerosis, scleroderma, rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis. That moment when you get down with something hard, when these things come on, these diseases, these symptoms are rough. They attack from seemingly out of nowhere. Like one day you just woke up. The day before you were normal, and then one day your life was flipped upside down. That's the way it appears to you. That's not really the reality of it. You got to get that basic understanding. And then the real spin begins, because modern science really hasn't supplied us with great solutions for these things. I mean, relative to something like cancer, there's so much less to treat the autoimmune disease. They're complicated. I think they're more complicated, in a sense, than cancer. And they're variable. Just as every cancer is variable, you can't just clump autoimmune disease into one bracket, one group. But they have a lot in common if you look at it from a certain way. And that's always the way I'm going to suggest that you look at it. Whether you're suffering, diagnosed, whatever, with some lupus, scleroderma, rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis. I can only tell you what I've seen over 20 years in the trenches with people who suffer from these supposed diseases. I want to offer to you today that by the time the body breaks down to that point where you're told you have this disease, for many, many years, basic, important systems in the human body, mechanisms that are highly regulated, highly integrated, have failed successively to that critical mass point where one morning you wake up and seemingly out of nowhere you have a disease. So you got to reach deep today. Today's show is complicated. There's a lot we're going to put together. What else is new? The body's complicated, but the body's simple. If you use only your analytic centers, you'll never understand why you suffer from any of these autoimmune diseases. I'm going to start from a bunch of crazy places. All right, let's start. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, .cc with two T's. If you're driving, just listen through your soul. Put your mind aside. Hopefully you can get onto the computer, because we're going to start with a little video. Now, when I'm done, you're going to say, what does that have to do with my lupus, my scleroderma, my Sjögren's disease, my ankylosing spondylitis, my psoriatic arthritis, my rheumatoid arthritis, my lupus, my whatever, or my variant of all of those? Go to the top page. What is this? Show 229. It says 129. That's a mistake. This is show 229. Even my tech is not perfect. She's almost perfect. Oh, there, she fixed it. Show 229. All right. Go to the polar bear. Some of you have seen this before. So this is where we're going to start. I just want you to watch this polar bear being hunted, shot at, analyzed, in a sense molested. And I want you to watch it just get up and shake it off. Watch this. I'm going to turn my volume off. I'm about 4 seconds into it now. We're watching this huge fat polar bear just run right across. 10 seconds into it, they're about to shoot it. It's running across the tundra. We're both watching our polar bear here. At about 20 seconds, pop, they shoot it with 8 cc's of some tranquilizer. Look at the size of that thing. Look at the size of that polar bear. It's just chucking away. You get this on YouTube, just later on your own even, just polar bear, and you'll see this video. 40 seconds into it. Look at the paws on that thing. Look at the size of that animal's hands next to this guy's hands. Gee, what does this have to do with lupus? What does this have to do with scleroderma? What does this have to do with multiple sclerosis? 60 seconds into it, look at the size of that tooth. And there it is. 1 minute in, it's shaking. It's shaking on the floor. It's shaking. It's quivering. It's doing something. The biologist is saying it's shaking to relieve its stress. And now if your volume's up, listen to those heaves 1 minute and 22 seconds in. Listen to those heaves, those enormous breaths that animal's taking. Look at that. Nature is magnificent. That animal's been hunted, chased, shot down, molested in a sense. It's been touched. It's been fondled. And there it is, a minute, 47, 48 seconds there, replaying it in slow motion. The animal is shaking off its stress, and then it's employing these enormous exhalations. My volume's off. If yours is up, you're going to hear these heaves. It sounds like the earth is moving. Okay. What is that great big polar bear doing? It's making sure it doesn't end up with autoimmune disease. It's fascinating when you take it out of the books and you put it into plain, blunt terms, isn't it? That's when you really learn it. That animal is making sure it doesn't have autoimmune disease. If you have autoimmune disease, if you have Sjögren's disease, if you have ankylosing spondylitis, if you have scleroderma, if you have multiple sclerosis, if you have lupus, if you have rheumatoid arthritis, I will guarantee you that you didn't do what you just saw that polar bear do. Boy. Is that about as wacky a piece of information as you could ever hear? Well, truth is stranger than fiction. Let's get out of our heads and ask us what that animal just experienced. It doesn't know what a helicopter is. And all of a sudden, this massive tank in the air is tracking it, and it's running for its life for all it knows. This is nature. You don't assume that helicopters tanking you to say hello, and then you're on the ground unconscious, and then aliens come out, they start touching your body, you're conscious but you're sedated, and then it's time to run away. What, holding that trauma, holding it like you've held it, you with lupus, you with scleroderma, you with rheumatoid arthritis, holding that trauma? No, not you. You haven't had any emotional trauma. You don't even feel stressed. You have no idea where your autoimmune disease came from. Well, you got to go back and consider that you do know. Now, that animal's been traumatized. You've been traumatized. Life is traumatizing. Sometimes more. Sometimes it's really bad. Do you fit that description? If you go back in time, I have never seen an exception in 25 years of an autoimmune case that hasn't been subjected to serious trauma. We don't need to list the traumas. I'll leave that to you. But I can tell you, you're no different than that bear, except one thing. You didn't shake it off. So there it is. There's my supposition. There's where I'm going to lay it down. But we're going to get into antigen antibody responses. We're going to get into the blood. We're going to get into the liver. We're going to get into cortisol. We're going to get into a lot of science today, but I want to start it off this way. Because in the end, when you sit there and you go, okay, now what do I do? Get yourself in communion with nature to the point where you react to traumatic stress the way that polar bear does. That polar bear ain't getting autoimmune disease because it's going to run off and it's going to forget it ever happened. It just cleaned out every cell of its body. This should be a daily experience. This should be something people do. This should be part of nature. This should be no less common than going to church on Sunday. And I realize well that that's understood as some absurdity. It's absurd we have the disease rates we have today. It's absurd we have a dying ecosystem. It's absurd we have the absurdities that we're starting to call normal. Sperm counts down to nothing. Your average births are cesareans. We can give you an endless list of absurdities. So why is this absurd? You see, the scam is in. Take people away from their natural divine systems. Make demonstrations of them look weird, frowned upon, and the fix is in. You're just a little sucker on a conveyor belt. So here's the point. We're doing it in nature, but can we back it up in science? And that's the purpose of the show. What is that animal doing? Well, I want you to flip to the bottom, to the very last picture, picture 31. That animal is balancing its nervous system, its neurological system, its autonomic nerves. It's balancing out the two sides of the stress mechanism, the sympathetic nerves and parasympathetic. Yes, it'll be a good review for my regular listeners. If you're new to the show, this is new to you. And we have two nervous systems. One that speeds it up, like when that animal's getting hunted, its sympathetic nerves dilate its pupils. It's not thinking about going to the bathroom or having a meal or eating a seal. Believe me, its bronchioles are dilated. Its heartbeat is accelerated. I'm just reading off picture 31. It's not thinking about going to the bathroom. It's taking all of its glycogen and it's flushing it into the blood. It's pushing it into the blood to increase blood sugar so it can sprint for its life. It's secreting tons of adrenaline. When you hunt, if you chase an animal, because that animal, well, you don't know how to hunt, and so you chase the animal. When you get that animal and you eat that animal, you better drain the adrenaline out of its meat. Because when you chase an animal, it's filled its meat with adrenaline. You got to drain that out or you're going to have a bad meal. So that sympathetic nervous system, as that animal runs, is pushing everything into the blood to allow it to run faster. It has to shut that system off to repair from the shock, the trauma, the brutalization of the tissue that was incurred as it ran for its life. And that's when the parasympathetic nervous system has to come in. And that's a balance, and you guys know that. And when people don't relax, it's called sympathetic dominant. So the parasympathetics don't work, and you can't repair from the stress of life. You're definitely not going to get out of those indelible scars that occur from serious emotional and physical traumas. Now, check this out. Top of the page, immunity and stress. Click to view full article on immunity and stress. Give yourself a moment for that article to dial up. And we're not going to get into it too deeply, but what we're going to point out here, if you're on the article now, top page on the right side. Evidence. I put a lot of asterisks on one side, so you're at the top of the page, the right-hand side, first paragraph down. It's parentheses. Evidence for the central nervous system, immune system interaction. The central